LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 2nd of June, 2000... No, it's the 9th. I'm reading the wrong script. It's Friday, the 9th of June, 2017. And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, I had one of those dreams this morning where it actually was the walls closing in on me. So I'm a little stressed. Things are kind of crazy in my life right now, but I'm here. And we're going to spend an hour. We're going to play some music. We're going to talk about shows. We're going to talk about theater. And we're just going to play lots of great local music. The Fringe is starting to warm up. There's at least three shows on the audition list for the Fringe Festival. So you want to pay attention to that. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Last week, we kind of started the show with a classic song from Art Bergman from the early 90s, and immediately the phone lit up, and the guy said, "Why are you playing Vultura Freeway? Why aren't you playing Bound for Vegas?" So here you go.
I said, bye, New York, bye, Detroit, I ain't going to Route 56, give me
All right, sir, from something old to something brand new, Prairie Cat is Carey Pratt. Took me a while to figure that one out. It's a spoonerism, you see. Anyway, Carey sent me an email because he's going to be playing at the Railway Club. What's it called now? It's something else. It's the Railway Lounge and Beer Cafe or Cafeteria or something. I don't know. It's the Railway at Dunsmuir and Seymour. And he's going to be playing next week, June 17th, along with Iceberg, Ferg, and Rec Center. The brand new CD just released today. It's out there on Bandcamp and also on iTunes, which also is now called something different now, too. It's hard to keep up. You darn kids, you just can't settle down. Anyway, let's hear what they sound like. This is first track off of Prairie Cat. It's called Crib Talk. There I am. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm just being kind of quiet right now. So that's the guy. That's Prairie Cat, Railway Club, next weekend. On stage right now at the United Players of Vancouver at the Jericho Arts Center, they've got... I have to click it, you see. I have to hit the button. It's called The Game of Love and Chance by Pierre de Marvaux, translated and adapted by Nicolas Billon. And directed by Brian Parkinson. It's happening now until the 25th of June at the Jericho Arts Center, which is near the youth hostel in sunny Jericho, right there down by the beach. The show runs Thursday to Sunday, and they've got matinees, and there's talkback on, well, it was last night, so what the heck. If you want to, let's see here, what can we tell you about it? The delightful 18th century style rom-com opens with a young woman preparing to meet her betrothed. Oh, yeah. So you got these two rich people, and they're supposed to be married, but they never met each other, and they're a little nervous about meeting each other. So she pretends to be her own maid, and he pretends to be his own butler, and hilarity ensues. It's crazy. It's wacky. It's got our friend Matt Loop in it. He's hilarious, and lots of other great actors as well. So it's happening right now at the Jericho Arts Center. United Players of Vancouver presents The Game of Love and Chance, and you can go to unitedplayers.com to find out more about that. Here's a guy that's playing at the Heritage Grill in New Westminster tomorrow night. It's Doug Andrew and Circus in Flames.
To the beast, across this gorge plain, my might be rich. Tomorrow I might be dead. But for tonight, I think I'd like to find a little head. She said, well, I swear that's what she said. But come on up and see me. Well, that's all she said. Called me up the night before last. It was a big surprise, 'cause she don't have no telephone. She just appeared before my eyes. And then she said, pardon me for living, but you see the graveyard's full. So I have brought you here to do the voodoo ritual. It's a barbecue. Darling, if you were Barbie-eyed, I'd never be your kin. I won't be no voodoo doll. I won't be no shrunken head. No! I don't voodoo barbecue. No, no, no. No, no. It was a big surprise, 'cause she don't have no telephone. She just appeared before my eyes. And then she said, come on out to the bayou. We're gonna put on a little do. It's about time for a voodoo bar. We'll have a voodoo barbecue, yeah. Well, it's a voodoo barbecue. Barbie-eyed, I'd never be your kin, but I'll be your voodoo doll. Well, I'll be your shrunken head at the voodoo barbecue. Yes, that's right. Oh, you poo-poo.
That's Big John Bates on Dave Radio with Radio Dave and the Radio CITR 101.9 FM. Tonight at the, a little pause there for you. Tonight and tomorrow night at where is it? It's on Granville Island on Cartwright Street, but I don't have the name of the theater. All right, I'll find it. Anyway, it's called Songs... These are the songs I sing when I'm sad. It's produced by our friends at Boca del Lupo and Toronto's Night Swimming Theatre Group. And it's a show that investigates the tunes that people turn to when they're sad, the songs that they play to soothe their blues or lift them out of their depths of sadness. The show examines why we identify certain songs as sad or melancholy and others as joyful, beautiful, or triumphant. These Are the Songs That I Sing When I'm Sad is an intimate, interactive performance by the remarkable singer Jane Miller.
Through storytelling and songs, Jane explores the sad songs that have played a role in her life and delves into the link between deep emotions and the musical elements that make these songs so addictive. Audience members are drawn into the action when their favorite sad songs are requested and in some cases played by Jane in real time. Sad Songs examines why we identify certain songs as sad or melancholy and others as joyful, beautiful, or triumphant, and how they weave themselves into our lives. It's an 80-minute long show with no intermission. It's happening tonight. Tickets are available at eventbrite.ca, and you can check the you can go to Boca del Lupo, or you can check the Dave Radio Facebook page for more information on that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with some more tunes.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself Monday mornings at 11, or find episodes online at citr.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yep.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling confident, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
Right.
Offer itself to me, because in Ardennes at teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
People, let me tell you about my bed.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
This April 22nd, Ochre Record label Mighty Spec will be showcasing their talents with a triple header concert of local talents.
Gas Covered Planet, Hiroka, and Karma Bros will be playing at Brothers Bowling and Billiards at 33550 South Fraser Way in Abbotsford. Admission is $10, doors at 7.
For more information, email mightyspecrecords@gmail.com.
Here's another friend of the show. It's the Land of Deborah. She's going to be performing tonight at Trees Organic Coffee House, which is right downtown at Granville and Hastings Street. It's singer-songwriter night, and she'll be there with her fabulous guitarist, Willingdon Black, the Land of Deborah.
You left me on a corner in the rain. You had two umbrellas. You gave mine away. What kind of a person does that to the one that they love? Seems my love wasn't good enough. Not good enough. wished I had a light, 'cause you were the one, the lantern that lit up my life. And now I've gone blind. Now I'm blind. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock, don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. When the driver said, sweetheart, you should go home, get some rest. Tomorrow will be better, I'll bet. Go on, pet. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock, don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. I'm alone again. Just never enough, and one day I'll find that someone who'll love me true. It just wasn't you. It wasn't you. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock, don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone. Again.
Tomorrow night at the Havana on Commercial Drive, our dear friend Jacques Lalonde is hosting another Comedy Cares event. He's got about a dozen stand-up comics and sketch artists and other humorists up on stage doing a big show. And it's all to raise money for Bowden, who is Jacques' nephew, who's been dealing with some serious health issues. And the community is gathering together to help him out, to give him some support. Plus, Jacques has his own radio show. It's called Jacques Talk. And I think it's one of them internet things. And he's got 50,000 followers. So we're going to help celebrate him doing that as well. So it's all happening tomorrow night at the Havana on Commercial Drive. It's Comedy Cares. Here's a guy that usually plays with Jacques. It's High Rise Dex.
Yes, I got a friend named Billy, and he lives just down the street. When he plays a guitar, man, that guitar sure is sweet. Well, he plays some hippie rhythm, and he plays a sexy beat. But when he plays a rumba, you just got to move your feet. Everybody loves a rumba. Up and down the hall, everybody loves a rumba. Oh, come on, one and all, everybody loves a rumba. Yeah, up and down the hall, everybody loves a rumba. Oh, come on, one and all.
You ever heard of a play called Burn This by Lanford Wilson? He was, let me see here. It's a play that deals with themes of gay identity and relationships. It was first written in 1987. It has played Broadway. It's played around the world. And it is going to be featured at a special reading of the play on stage at the review stage on Granville Island next weekend, Saturday, June 17th. The cast is led by Eric McCormick, a Vancouver actor who has gained certain notoriety in Hollywood on shows like Will and Grace. And he's back in town doing another TV series about time travel called Travelers. But he's going to be on stage along with friends like Vince Gale, Patrick Gilmore, and Leah Cairns. And they're going to be reading Lanford Wilson's Burn This next week, Saturday, June 17th, 7:30 at the review stage on Granville Island. It's a fundraiser for Prostate Cancer Canada. So you want to be able to check that one out. The reading starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7. It's the review stage. So there's a bar. You can drink and enjoy it as well. So you don't want to miss that. Tickets are available there's a website. What is it? There's a Facebook page. I'll put it on the Facebook page, let you know all about it. Brown Paper Tickets has the tickets. That's who's got it. But I will post it on the Facebook page, and you will find out more when I do that. Here's the New Black.
Got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air. And now he's gotta pull me in.
The Belkin Art Gallery on campus here at UBC is getting prepared for their summer exhibition. It's called Sites of Assembly, and it features photographic works from the Belkin's permanent collection. It focuses on the practice of photography as simultaneously art and document. The exhibition is ordered around several themes: propositions for the use of public space, whether through buildings, artworks, or social activities, the surveillance of the public, and performance for the camera, and the way that photographic records create potential histories for Vancouver. So it has a historical aspect, but it has a forward-looking aspect to it as well. The photograph, as an encounter between the photographer and the photographed, offers a way to reread the past as unfinished in flux and not yet normative, and to imagine the future that might produce a different set of relations between social subjects. At the same time, the exhibition launches a series of investigations about the public realm of the UBC campus as new buildings and reformed landscapes shift the meanings of works in the outdoor art collection. A revised self-guided tour booklet of UBC's outdoor art collection will be available, and video responses to several works in the collection by local artists and writers will be launched on the gallery's website. So all this is, they're just preparing it now, and it will be opening, there'll be an opening night reception on Thursday, June 29th. There'll be a tour of the exhibit that night as well, and then another outdoor tour after that. So there's three events happening on Thursday, June 29th. The exhibit itself opens on the 23rd and goes until the 13th of August. Certainly, if you enjoy public art, if you enjoy history, and if you enjoy photography, all three good reasons to check this out. It's at the Morrison Helen Belkin Art Gallery right here at UBC on Main Mall.
Girl, and take my advice. You got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. 'Cause if you want to fret, fuss, and fight, well, you better pack your things. Get out tonight. So I'm telling you simply, you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. 'Cause if you wanna fret, fuss, and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. people from the day they are born. So you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you want a friend to trust and fight, yeah, you better pack your things, get out tonight. You got to get your ducks in a row, pack your things and go. Cause if you want a friend, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight.
This is the closing weekend for the closing show of the season for Pacific Theater. It's John Patrick Shanley's Outside Mullingar. Shanley, of course, the author of plays like Danny in the Deep Blue Sea and Doubt. This is his latest. It's a story about a pair of people who have lived off the land for generations. A pair of introverted misfits whose families have lived next to each other as far back as anyone can remember. Rosemary and Anthony, they passed the years squabbling over property lines and why Anthony pushed Rosemary when they were 7 years old, while the aging parents wonder about what will happen to their land when they die. It's a story about family. It's a story about life and Ireland. And it's Shanley, so it's beautifully written. And it's Pacific Theater, so it's well cast, well acted, well directed. And it's closing this weekend. It's happening at Pacific Theater, which is at 12th and Hemlock in Vancouver. If you want more information, you can go to pacifictheater.com. We're going to take a break and come back with our call board.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at
Hot Art Wet City, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, East Vanity Parlor, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Dandelion Records and Emporium, The Rag Machine, Neptune Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Book Warehouse, On the French Hair Design, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, True Value Vintage and I Found Gallery, and the Biltmore Cabaret.
What would we do without our friends?
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music. Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
For the
the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Canada's biggest classical crossover quartet is in search of new singers. The group has performed over 130 shows throughout the U.S. and Canada over the last 6 years, including the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, and has released recordings internationally. The auditions are happening on June 25th at the VSO School of Music, which is at 843 Seymour Street. They're looking for men and women between the ages of 19 and 39 who are able to sing in Italian and French or are keen to learn. You want more information? They have an email address, vancouverauditions2017@gmail.com. Razzle Dazzle Productions presents the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular on Vancouver Island in November and December. It's playing in Nanaimo, Courtney, and Victoria. The auditions are today at the Scotiabank Dance Studio. They are looking for four professional singers who can sing soprano, alto, tenor, or bass in classical or musical theater crossover. If you want to know more information, you can go to yellowpointchristmasspectacular.ca for more information. Tomosuru doing cabaret, and that show's happening in October. The auditions are today and tomorrow. They're looking for 7 men and 5 women, and performers can be of various shapes and sizes. The key is to be comfortable with your sexuality and scanty costumes that show off your sex appeal. So that's Cabaret. Tomosuru Players auditioning for that one. Shameless Hussy Productions and Dream Big are doing Girls Like That by Evan Placey. The show is happening in November. The auditions are on the 10th, which is tomorrow, at the Arts Club BMO Theatre Centre, which is at 162 West 1st Avenue in the Olympic Village. This is a high school production. It's going to be at Templeton High School in November. And so they are looking for students who will be enrolled in secondary school in September of this year, grades 9 to 12. You can check out shamelesshussy.com to find out more about that. We've got a couple of Fringe auditions happening. The Fringe Festival, of course, September 7th to 17th on Granville Island and various venues around the city. Our friends the Geekenders are doing a show called Slumber Here in conjunction with Vancouver Instant Theatre. It's an immersive and interactive adaptation of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, in which the audience take on the role of the humans lost in the fairy realm. It is happening, as I said, during the Fringe. The auditions are Sunday and Monday at Instant Theatre's studio at 529 East Broadway. They are looking for performers of all genders and ages who are comfortable with improvisation, Shakespeare movement, and intimacy with fellow actors as well as strangers. Incredible Fables Theatre is doing their Fringe show, Quest for Water, a mythological story about gods, constellations, and the origin of the most bountiful pre-Hispanic culture in Mexico. So this is going to be taking place on Granville Island. The auditions are June 10th and 11th. It's a site-specific show, so they're looking for people that are at least comfortable with that kind of performance. And actors that identify as Latin American or Hispanic, First Nations, and LGBTQ+ are especially encouraged to audition. IncredibleFables@gmail.com is their email address. Align Entertainment doing Legally Blonde the musical. That show's going up in early 2018, in February. But they're doing the auditions now on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday at Blue Mountain Studio in Coquitlam in... it's the Lindbergh Academy Studio on Blue Mountain Street in Coquitlam. You can check out alignentertainment.ca to find out more about that. North Van Community Players auditioning on Sunday for Steel Magnolias, and that is going to be up on stage in September at the theater in Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. The auditions are also in North Van at Henry Hall. Stage 43 in Coquitlam doing Ron Clark's A Bench in the Sun. That show's happening in October. The auditions are June 12th and 14th at the Pine Tree Community Center in Coquitlam. That is right near the end of the line at the Douglas Lafarge Park SkyTrain station. Fighting Chance Productions doing Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. And that is going to be on in October and November. The auditions are on June 13th at the Stage in New Westminster, 50 Lorne Street. They're looking for a cast of 15, ages 18 plus, actors and singers who are proficient in this rock style, who can move and play instruments. It's more of a concert than a musical, but acting, singing, and dancing are required as well. So fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out more about Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Deep Cove Stage Society is holding their general auditions for their entire next season. They're doing Bram Stoker's Dracula, Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit, and Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. The auditions are on Tuesday from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater in Deep Cove in North Vancouver. And they are encouraging gender-neutral casting for several roles. So you want to check that one out. DeepCoveStage.com is their website. We've also got North Van Community Players doing Roadside Vigil, a world premiere of a play by Nicole Heather Downey. The production will be happening in October at Hendry Hall. The auditions are June 18th and 20th. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen doing Frank McGinnis's Someone Who'll Watch Over Me in October. Auditions for that are June 19th and 20th. Specifically looking for three men in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. Sidekickplayers at outlook.com is their email address. Fraser Valley Stage doing Gilbert and Sullivan's The Gondoliers. This is a production that will be in Abbotsford in February and early March, but it's also taking it on the road. They're going to be performing in the UK in August. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to the Robert Bateman Secondary School on Monday or Wednesday. That's the 19th or the 21st. So it's like, still a week and a half away. And so if you're interested in doing Gilbert and Sullivan stuff, you can contact Margaret. Her phone number and email are on the audition page at the library website. Opera Mariposa and Heroic Opera are doing Giuseppe Verdi's Un Ballo di Maschera. And that is happening in November at the Canadian Memorial United Church, 16th and Burrard. The auditions are at the Vancouver Academy of Music in close to Vanier Park on the 25th of June. Langley Players doing Sheila Stevenson's The Memory of Water. That production is happening in October. The auditions are the 25th and 26th at the Langley Playhouse on 200 Street. And last but not least, Metro Theater is doing Norm Foster's Hilda's Yard. And that is going to be in production in September. The auditions are June 26th and 27th at Metro Theater, which is at the south end of Granville Street, Granville and Marine Drive, right there on the on-ramp to the Arthur Lang Bridge. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at the VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And there we go. We got through another one. Always feel better after spending our hour here. Stick around because, let's see, if you have, our friends from Fresh Slice are standing outside the door because they forgot their entry code. But as soon as I finish, I will let them in and they will come in. And then at 3:30, we've got Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the human serviette. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. Dave Radio returns at the same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam people here in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Fresh Slice. I'm Quinn. Christine's out of town. She's in Missouri. So I have my buddy Tara with me here today.
Hey.
You just heard a new song by the awesome, awesome band Palm, the Shadow Expert, off of a upcoming EP, which is coming out on the 16th, which is called Shadow Expert. Up next, I think I'm going to play a tune by Jerk Jails, who's playing at the next CITR Hot Dog Days, number 3, at What's Up Hot Dog. So, yeah, worth going to. This is Mind Control by Jerk Jails.